a break. So I went to the DVR and checked out a couple of things. And then in the middle of it, I saw the NBA story and I was like, holy crapola. And then you get right back into it.
Yeah. A tweet here from Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic, friend of the station. Not sure if this is out there, but hearing from multiple Cubs scouts, amateur and pro, they've been pulled off the road. That follows a number of different teams. Hardly a surprise, he writes. And Sahadev, like many other MLB reporters right now, saying that he's expecting more news from Major League Baseball soon enough. Again, I mean, those first games of the day in spring training start in about, what is that, 10 minutes, 5 minutes now on the East Coast. So,
yeah, and while you look at the headlines from the stock market, it is... I'm starting to hear from some people who I trust implicitly on these things, and there are some very, very smart people that are very quietly buying.
Yeah, because this would be the time to do it.
Yeah,
and but I will offer that if you are not retiring this year, don't look at your 401k.
Don't look at it and don't panic and just right. But if you have money on the sidelines and you have somebody you trust in, not necessarily being a stock picker but being smart about it, that. The disorder and the panic in the market right now is often a time where people can make an absolute killing.
For sure. And we had been such a bullish market for so long, going back to the end of the Obama administration, that a correction was coming anyway.
This is double a correction, though.
And now this feels like this is a big part of the correction that's going on.
The advice from my advisor, usually the best time to buy is when it feels the least comfortable to do so.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, that was last night.
You're listening to WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station. That is Bernstein and McKnight. They are here every day from 9 a.m. until noon, but Dan, for some reason, is going to be back here at 2 o'clock, so he's going to be hosting... Why is your face making faces?
I cannot share.
All right. So they'll be here 9 a.m. to noon, but Dan will be back with Parkins in about 2 hours. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and we've got a lot of ground that we need to cover. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Hopefully, the Chicago Wolves will have their games because they've got some great things that are going on, like craft beer night. If you want tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. This hour is being brought to you by ComEd. Discover convenient ways to pay your ComEd bill at comed.com/pay. I'm going to try to work through a lot of this stuff with the help of some really cool and interesting guests, including one that's coming up momentarily. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
But when it comes to the other teams in town or in state or in the area, in the case of Valpo, I'm here for you. Especially considering what happened to DePaul's men's team this year. They started out 12-1. Aren't they under 500 going into the Big East tournament? How is that possible? Aren't they 15-16 going into the tournament?
See, this is the thing. They play a team that is on the bubble in Xavier tonight. Bet money they beat them.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Herbie was on top of it. DePaul ends their season with a win. And they end up 500 because of it. All credit to Herb Lawrence on that. See, he takes credit for the wins that DePaul has. I take the blame for the Blackhawks' losses. Because I pretty much did that. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. The show today is going to be us. It's almost like snow closings on the news, where you just have the crawl of all the things that are going to close. Like, that's what... in sports, we are going to try and do. We will try to have some fun in the conversation as much as we can. It's something that is as serious as this. We will put on smart people. We'll even do a little bit of baseball. Like Rich King is supposed to join us from Arizona to talk about the White Sox, but it looks like the spring training games are going to be suspended, which I imagine means that opening day is going to get moved back. Because the whole point of spring training is to get pitchers' arms ramped up for a 162-game schedule. And if there's even, I would say even a week delay, I can't imagine the league being like, oh, well, let's just start the season when we start the season. So we'll see, but that's where things are right now. That's, you have all of the conference tournaments being canceled. The Big East was the last holdout in that regard. The NHL is having owners' meetings, I believe, right now. So one of the guys that covers the Blackhawks for the Tribune is our buddy Philip Thompson. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, you can find 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. He was at Blackhawks yesterday and inside, well, not inside the dressing room, but talked to the players about how all this is going through the NHL, and I wanted to pick his brain. Philip, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And a little update in case you haven't heard or haven't seen it, the New York Post is reporting that the NHL will suspend its games indefinitely.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, I know that that was kind of the inertia with which the it was moving towards yesterday, and I saw your story, and that's why I reached out. What was it like to talk with those guys about this yesterday?
Well, some seem resigned that, you know, this might be an inevitability. You know, when Duncan Keith found out, you know, 2 minutes after their game concluded, the NBA had suspended its season, he looked a little bit shell-shocked, and it seemed like it was dawning on him that this thing was coming. So, I mean, the things that they said, they, you know, they understand whatever the NHL does, they'll accept it, but they don't want to see the games canceled, and they certainly don't want to see games played without fans in attendance.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's nothing you can really do. I mean, and you know, you've been in the dressing room of a NHL locker room, and there's no place that feels more germy than that because of all of the different pieces of equipment that guys have to play with.
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys, when you're talking to them, they're still sweating. They're still wiping sweat. And, you know, if you've never been in a media scrum, you know, I know you have, Lawrence, but the average fan has not been in a media scrum. There's a lot of people confined and packed together surrounding an athlete. And, I mean, there's no way you can avoid germs in that situation.
So what do you think these leagues, what do you think will make them say we can restart things again and maybe have their playoffs? Well, what do you think they're going to be looking for?
I think, you know, if they're citing public health officials as their reason for cancellation, it's going to take some assurance from public health officials that it's safe to stage these leagues. That's why I think they've been abiding by whatever legal mandates a local municipality, whether it's a governor or a public health department, is saying. So I think, you know, it's not just about having some cover, but I think that definitely helps. You know, they're honestly asking medical experts for their expertise.
How do you feel about going out and covering stuff?
Honestly, I think I'm okay to say this. You know, our editors, our departments have been in communication with us, asking us, you know, if we feel safe, if, you know, we have any concerns to talk to our editors about whether we covered them or not. I never had any issues. You know, I was still talking to fans last night, and, you know, someone wanted to shake hands afterwards, and I had no problem with it. But, you know, I'm good about washing my hands anyway, and trying to take, you know, precautions wherever I can. I can't stop touching my face though, Lawrence. I don't know, since it became conscious.
You know, it
keeps happening.
You know what, Philip? That's something that I think all of us are at least becoming a little bit more aware of, how much we do it at a particular time, and maybe because it's in our mind, it kind of compelling us to do it more. But I think all of us have had this awakening of, man, do we touch our face and nose quite a bit throughout a day?
Absolutely. And, you know, after you know, being in certain situations out there covering or talking to athletes, I try to keep it conscious in my mind. Okay, definitely not going to touch my face. You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, a hypochondriac or overblown. But, you know, I found myself doing it. Like, wow, I just did it when I tried to make a conscious effort not to do it. I don't know if this is a conscious thing or just a thing that's out of habit for whatever reason, but it's almost unavoidable.
Yeah, it's a very strange phenomenon. And I was joking yesterday that we have been a society that has been rapidly moving away from each other. Like, we've been inside our phones, we're inside our apps and our Netflix. And when the idea of it being taken away, that the idea that personal contact or forming in a group might be taken away for a period of time is a really difficult thing for all of us to wrap our heads around.
It is. And, you know, I think it makes you analyze, especially in the sports world, like our, like the daily routine or the usual routine of some of our favorite activities. Like, talking to some fans last night, they say, well, now I'm even conscious of, like, when I'm sitting, you know, standing room only section, you know, am I putting my hands on the counter? Am I going to use a water fountain? One woman said, absolutely not. She's not using the water fountain now, whereas before she would have. So all of these things are present in fans' minds. So you're analyzing every little step that you take. How close are you to people? When are you contacting them? Are you giving them fist bumps or not?
Yeah.
No, that's out.
Yeah. Like, all of it is, I don't know. Like, it's such a strange place for all of us to try to fully navigate. When do you suspect, I mean, I'm looking on Twitter as the show goes on, there's some talk that maybe the NHL will make the announcement official in an hour or so. When do you think they'll get something out into the public?
I would agree with that. I mean, I think that post report was a leak, obviously, you know, that being based in New York. But even last night when the NHL issued a statement, they said that they would plan to have an update sometime today. The first thing that came out, they canceled practices. So the Blackhawks were supposed to have an 11:30 a.m. Practice. And then we got word this morning that, you know, they weren't going to have it. Don't come. You know, I try to be in communication with them about, you know, what the staff are being told, you know, if they're changing anything. The NHL said that they were advising against even holding team meetings. But any future updates, whether it's, you know, something as simple as a practice or the games, will be coming from the league itself. So they're kind of clearing the decks for the league itself to be the voice of how they're going to move forward.
I think that that's a wise thing to do. Philip, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for jumping on, and thanks for the information.
Oh, no, absolutely. Anytime, Lawrence.
That is Philip Thompson of the Chicago Tribune. He was at Blackhawks yesterday, and I wanted to let him kind of paint the picture of what it was like to talk with those guys about what's going on, too. I ran across this yesterday. This is a timeline of yesterday. And it felt like we were in a fast forward version of life yesterday, where things, the man, that really escalated quickly. They did escalate quickly when it comes to sports. So here's the timeline. Greenwich Mean Time, midnight, our time. Manchester City Arsenal match postponed. 11:34 a.m. Rutgers closes athletic events to fans. 12:27 p.m. College Football Hall of Fame class 2020 announced. 12:42 CBI tournament canceled. We were on the air when that happened, and we that's part of the reason that we were talking about DePaul yesterday, because they were in the CBI. 1:16 Wall Street Journal says MLB exploring alternate sites for games, which I thought was weird. 1:50 Columbus Blue Jackets close home games to fans. 1:55 Tulsa football players quarantined. 2:10 Golden State Warriors close home games to fans. 2:35 Seattle LA XFL game to be played without fans. 2:44 Ohio governor confirms NCAA games in Ohio will be without fans. 2:58 United States State Department bans non-essential travel. 3 o'clock, Ivy League cancels all spring sporting events. 3:11, Penn State closes athletic events to fans. 3:47, Washington closes athletic events to fans. 4:15, NCAA advises against holding sporting events with fans. 4:30, NCAA says NCAA tournament will be played without fans. 4:50, Italy shuts down commercial activity. I believe only drug stores and grocery stores remain open in Italy. 5:24, Michigan cancels spring game sports events without fans. 6 o'clock, Juventus footballer Danielle Rugani tests positive for coronavirus. 6:19, Maryland closes athletic events to fans. 6:33, San Jose Sharks close home games to fans. 6:38, Big Ten closes men's basketball tournament and all spring sports to fans. 6:40, Big 12 limits men's basketball tournament to teams, 125 tickets and no cheerleaders. So now we're all the way till 7 o'clock. Last night, with all of this stuff going on, and this is when things start to accelerate. There's already a ton of momentum on things getting stopped. This is where things really start to accelerate. 7:30, Oregon, TCU, close athletic events to fans. 7:43, Boston College closes athletic events to fans. 7:58, ACC closes men's basketball tournament to fans. 7:59, Ohio State head coach Ryan Day announces no recruiting. 8 p.m., Nevada, UNLV close athletic events to fans. 8:40, Jazz Thunder game postponed. Let's stop there for a second. With most of these other places, we're talking about precautionary steps. If you look at the leagues that killed their conference tournaments today or last night or the day before, if you look at the Ivy League who people were suing 24 hours ago, I wonder what those lawsuits are going to be look like and how quickly they're going to be thrown out. These were all precautionary situations for most of these entities. Precautionary. The NBA has an actual problem. And that problem may start and stop with Rudy Gobert and Utah. He may be patient zero of the coronavirus in the NBA. There's a video from a couple days ago where after a press conference, he playfully was touching everyone's microphones and tape recorders without anyone knowing at the time if he was infected. It turns out that he is, that he does have the coronavirus. Apparently, he was not in the building last night, but Donovan Mitchell was. And Donovan Mitchell tested positive this morning for the coronavirus. The interesting thing from that story is players on the Jazz saying that Gobert was completely, the way he was cavalier with the media's instruments was exactly the way that he was cavalier with them. That he was going around the locker room, touching people and touching their stuff. You don't want to make someone a villain because that sucks. But this was a guy who clearly had disregard for everyone. And in an attempt to being funny, may have spread this thing throughout the NBA. So now the NBA has to figure out what teams played Utah and what teams played those other teams. And so for them, for the NBA, shutting down their league had to be done. It wasn't precautionary. They have an actual issue. Yes, Herbie?
And on that, the last 5 days, they did a thing about who the Jazz played and who those people played, and it reached every single NBA team.
Every one of them.
In 5 days.
That's how quickly it could spread. It was weird last night. I was watching the Big East game. I was watching DePaul last night. I kept my promise. I was live on Instagram for people. I needed the release, so I thank you for being an audience for that. They were telling the kids to not shake hands after the game, after they've been leaning on each other for 40 minutes and playing with the same ball. Bizarre. Anyway, back to this timeline. So you have that game postponed. The AAC closes their men's basketball tournament to fans. 8:50 p.m. Ohio State cancels their spring game. 8:50